Hello, hello. Good evening, listeners. This is The Other Note on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, and Squamish people. Today is a very interesting and very special episode. Normally when I do these episodes, it's just me. But tonight, I have been somehow, and hopefully not regrettably, convinced to allow one Grayson to join in. Grayson is essentially our studio apprentice. He's learning the ropes from all of us other programmers. We are grooming him well so that he can spread his wings and join the fold as a programmer. Grayson, why don't you say hello to the audience?
Hi, audience.
Grayson is, he's been given the opportunity to grace my show. He's been on a few other shows. Tell me, what are, you know, why were you interested in coming on The Other Note? I'm curious.
Well, it's Another Note. You know, that sounds pretty interesting. Because there's Record Club every Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're always putting on songs, and I'm always like saying, who put this on? And it's always you. And I was like, hey, this guy at least knows the type of music that I like to listen to, or has it on hand. And then his show will probably be something that I'll find interesting, because I like jazz and I like R&B and I like the things in between those. And that's what I understand your show is.
Yeah, yeah. So I play a lot of jazz, definitely mostly jazz, some R&B every once in a while. We're going to get some on tonight. I actually haven't played that much R&B over the last little bit, as I've been, you know, focusing on some of the cool other jazz music that's come out. But I think hopefully next week I will be doing a show on a local band, The Figs. Well, local as in BC. And they put out a very cool album, and it is kind of, have you ever listened to Hiatus Coyote?
I have, yeah.
So their album is very much in the kind of feel of Hiatus Coyote, and I am going to be dedicating at least one show, definitely one show, to just playing through the album, and hopefully I can set up an interview with them to get it going on. So that'll be fun.
That's sweet. One of the bands that I sent you to prepare for this is a local band. They're either in Burnaby or East Van.
Yeah, sure. Chopping Spree, right?
Chopping Spree, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we will get to Chopping Spree. We're also going to get to Snarky Puppy, which you sent to me.
Yeah, which is a classic. I feel like most people who are listening have heard any Snarky Puppy song.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure a lot of the listeners will have heard at least one or two Snarky Puppy songs. And also you suggested Nectar Wood, right?
Yeah.
So once we get to those artists and those songs, we will be playing them, and hopefully everyone will be enjoying them. But before that, we're going to start with a Canadian band called The Shop and their song Savannah. And then we're going to follow that up with Garage Mahal and their song Inner Vibe. So you are listening to CJSF Radio, and this is The Other Note.
Thank you.
listening to The Other Note on CJSF Radio. And you just heard Garage Mahal with their song Inner Vibe. And before that, you had The Shop with their song Savannah. So we're going to kick it to our guest here, Grayson. How did you feel about Inner Vibe by Garage Mahal?
I feel like I lack the language to describe
that properly.
You feel like you don't have the language. What do you mean?
I lack like the jazz vocabulary to describe what I was hearing there.
I mean, you don't have to have like, I don't need you to talk about like syncopated rhythms and, you know, counterpoint and all that. You can just tell me roughly what you felt. What were you thinking about?
Well, that's a song I'd listen to if I was walking around in the summer. That'd be nice. That's like good walking music.
A good summer walking music.
Quick, like a sturdy jaunt.
Sturdy jaunt.
Like this is not a leisurely stroll. Like this is a sturdy jaunt. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like it's like 20 something. It's July and I'm just kind of walking around and I've got some nice beverage. That's what I like to listen to.
I feel like I've never heard someone use jaunt in a sentence like that. Like, tell me what is this jaunt going to be like, if you don't mind?
Jazzy.
It's just jazzy.
It's going to have the name of that song, which I've already forgotten, to be honest. I'm really bad at that.
Luckily for you, the name of the song is Inner Vibe.
Inner Vibe. Well, maybe that's what maybe that's why it made me want to go on like a nice summertime walk. That's my vibe when I'm walking around.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very like, I don't know, upbeat. It sounded like a tuba. Something bassy was coming in sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
very lively rhythm.
Maybe. I mean, Garage Mahal is a very cool band in that they're fusion jazz and they bring in a lot of different stuff. I've heard a few of their other songs. They remind me a bit of Marcus Miller, who is a bass player, and he has a very cool, kind of fun sound as well. He did a lot of 80s and 90s R&B. Actually, I think Marcus Miller might be, if I remember correctly, I think he's the most recorded artist, as in like he's just played on so many different albums by so many different people. But if it's not Marcus Miller, then it's Ron Carter. No, it's Ron Carter who I'm thinking of, who's also a great bassist.
I was gonna say it's got to be a bass player. Like no other person probably would have that resume.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really cool bassists in the genre, right? So you have, you know, super famous Charles Mingus. You've got Victor Wooten, who's super, super well loved and well respected. Jaco Pastorius as well.
Dare I say Michael League?
Oh, that's a name that I am not immediately familiar with.
He's the band leader and bass player for Snarky Puppy.
Oh,
I think he's so sick.
You know what? When we get to Snarky Puppy, I think that, yeah, we both, because I do enjoy Snarky Puppy. I have a bad habit of not really knowing the names of musicians, of like band members, but I have seen Snarky Puppy, I think, two or three times that they've played here in Vancouver, and they haven't played in years.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
Yeah.
Live.
I think, yeah, maybe it's only been twice that I've seen them, but they were, when I saw them, they were great live. And that was, yeah, I think that was like 2015 through in 2017, I think, was the two times I've seen them.
That's before I knew about them.
That's true. I think you are a few years younger than me, so you might have been.
I'm also newer to like listening to jazz music because I only started, well, I guess we'll talk about this when we play them because that's kind of why I pitched them to you because there's like some narrative. What was the first song
the first
that we
song.
Listened to?
Right. The first song was Savannah by The Shop.
That made me picture something very specific. It made me picture driving down the old Island Highway, if anyone knows this, like up to Campbell River.
Okay, yeah.
It's got that like windows down vibe, and then very suddenly it felt like I handed a xylophone to a child and they just started going crazy on it.
There was a xylophone in there, which was, yeah, it is cool when like xylophones or vibraphone is, I think, the other one, when they get thrown in there.
It's such like a weird instrument to hear played loudly.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Because it never happens. And it was like that was someone was soloing with that. It was
no, they were definitely going in on it. So that's true. Yeah, I'd
love to hear that.
I think there's a few other. Gary McFarland, if I remember correctly, is he was a jazz vibraphonist, and also oh man, everybody loves the sunshine. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I can't remember his name right now. He passed away really recently too. He also, if I remember correctly, played the vibraphone. As soon as I sang that part, someone somewhere was like, "I know exactly who you're talking about," and they're like shouting into the void.
I know him.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a xylophone and a vibraphone?
I would love to tell you, but I can't. I have no idea.
Okay. It's a stylistic thing. It's like the difference between, I almost named two types of pastas, but actually I know the difference. They look different.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Maybe that could be. Is it just like different register?
I don't know. Let me see if Google. Oh my gosh, I'm unable to type and talk at the same time. Roy Ayers. That's who I was thinking of. I'm 90% sure that Roy Ayers was a vibraphone player. Ayers. Okay. Roy Ayers did. Yes, he was. Post pop jazz. Duh, duh, duh. I see him with the sticks. I can't tell what his vibraphone. Yeah, that was his instrument of choice. Okay. No. So maybe the shop was heavily inspired by Roy Ayers or some of these other vibraphone players.
Vibraphonists.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're called. Maybe, maybe. But we are going to move on, and we're going to go to one song that's going to cue up one of the songs that you play, that you picked. So we're going to play The Mystetics and their song Gestations. And then after that, we're going to play Chopping Spree with their song Portrait of Zahora. This is The Other Note on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. Thank you. All right, it seems like the Bluetooth is not quite cooperating with me in this moment, and I'm going to try and talk to you and talk with Grayson while I sort this out.